It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kara Pace. Now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. It's a lovely spring day, but I hope some of you indoor intellectuals will stay inside over the next hour or so and give us the benefit of your knowledge. We would love to hear from you. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. It's a great time to call right now. Our lines are open. We are waiting for you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or we have a toll-free line, really, we do. And that is 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Of course, we want to hear from you on the phone. But of course, if you want to use email, that is also possible. And that address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And thanks to Joanne, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time today. That will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated. All right. All that being said, you can ask us a question about just about everything. We generally stay away from sports and rock and roll. But other than that, it's a pretty wide open field. So now, as I say, it's a good time to call. And we do hope you do. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free. 866-798-8255. We're going to start with a round introduction and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Unfortunately, Kara Pace's intro can't be with us today as it has been placed on permanent leave.
A bad place to be.
Oh, her voice is on permanent leave too.
Yeah. No, sorry. No, it's too bad because it was a pretty good introduction, but alas. Now that his school's spring break is over, Lori Fisher can get back to the serious business of preparing lessons, grading papers, and taking naps.
Indeed. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, now knows what a not-so-slow motion train wreck looks like.
Yeah.
How true is that?
All right. All that being said, we will start the questioning with Kara Pace.
Lori, you are the most unretired emeritus professor I've ever heard of.
Fair enough.
All right.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. All right. Last week, I asked about character actors, and pretty much all the character actors were guest, except for one. It was San Francisco native Victor Wong, which made me a little sad. So this week, I am trying something different. I am basically going to, my question is in the form of a life story of Victor Wong with questions interspersed. So I will be asking several Victor Wong related questions as I give you a little bit of a history of Victor Wong. So we'll try this out, see how it works.
This is to reward us for not getting Victor Wong last week, correct?
That is correct.
It's a celebration of Victor Wong. I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Victor Wong, that dude lived a life. So here we go. Victor Wong's father, Tsai King Wong, was born in what is today China's largest province. Name that province. So that's the first. Number two, Victor Wong himself was born in Chinatown, and his first home was near the Stockton Street Tunnel. In what year did that tunnel first open? So that's number two. After studying poli-sci and journalism at UC Berkeley, Wong went to the University of Chicago to study theology. While there, he stayed with what writer and social activist who, though certainly not best known for his children books, did write several that were well received, including the first book of jazz, the first book of rhythms, and the first book of Africa. So that's the third.
Can you tell us what year he went to the University of Chicago? Would that be cheating?
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you know. Right. Number four, Wong returned to San Francisco, where he earned a master's degree at the San Francisco Art Institute while studying under what abstract expressionist, whose number six, Violet, Green, and Red, sold in 2014 for $186 million. Number five, while earning his master's, Victor Wong had his first art exhibition at City Lights Bookstore, where he met Lawrence Ferlinghetti and several other members of the Beat Generation. Wong provided the illustrations for Oranges, the first book of poetry from what artist, what beat artist? Next, Wong met Jack Kerouac in the early 1960s. This meeting is described in which of Kerouac's novels, where Wong is characterized as Arthur Ma. Next, Victor Wong won a regional Emmy for his work on What Weekly Program, where he served as an on-air photojournalist and photo essayist from 1968 to 1974. This program is currently hosted by Priya David Clemens. Victor Wong left journalism in 1974 and later turned to acting. Here in the city, he made his Asian American Theater Company debut in 1980 in a play called Paper Angels, which was written by what playwright, San Francisco's current poet laureate and the first Chinese American person in that role. And finally, Victor Wong appeared as grandfather Mori Shintaro Tanaka in what film series, whose first entry was in 1992 and whose fourth and final entry was in 1998. So a bunch of Victor Wong related questions.
All right, Laurie, go ahead.
I have Joanne's thought that the largest province in China where his father was born is a Canton.
It is not.
Okay.
And I should say, I'm so sorry, that is largest province by population.
I think the largest province, I think, is Guangdong.
Guangdong is correct.
Right. Let's see, what else? Maybe you can run down these things. I think I might have one or two. Run down these things just once more, if you would.
Okay. Victor Wong himself was born in Chinatown, and his first home was near the Stockton Street Tunnel. In what year did that tunnel first open?
I can't tell you exactly the first year, but it was just before, it was right around the start of the First World War, so, or maybe just a little before. So I guess between 1910 and 1914, right around there someplace. Is that acceptable?
No, you need a year. So if you have a year.
Wait. You're not going to give him the four-year reign?
No.
But you get a two-year.
Someone will know it.
All right, 1913.
Okay, incorrect. After studying poli-sci and journalism at UC Berkeley, Wong went to the University of Chicago to study theology. While there, he stayed with what writer and social activist who, though certainly not best known for his children's books, did write several that were well received, including the first book of jazz, the first book of rhythms, and the first book of Africa.
No.
Wong returned to San Francisco, where he earned a master's degree at the San Francisco Art Institute while studying under what abstract expressionist?
That I know.
Number six, Violet, Green, and Red, sold in 2014 for $186 million.
That's Mark Rothko.
That is Mark Rothko. That is correct. Nice. While earning his master's, Victor Wong had his first art exhibition at City Lights Bookstore, where he met Lawrence Ferlinghetti and several other members of the Beat Generation. Wong provided the illustrations for Oranges, the first book of poetry from what artist?
Yes, how about Gary Snyder?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Wong met Jack Kerouac in the early 1960s. This meeting is described in which of Kerouac's novels, where Wong is characterized as Arthur Ma?
I think that's probably Big Sur.
Big Sur is correct.
Oh, good.
1962. Victor Wong won a regional Emmy for his work on what weekly program? Where he served as an on-air photojournalist and photo essayist from 1968 to 1974. This program is currently hosted by Priya David Clements.
Yeah, that's Newsroom.
Yes,
Oh,
KQED's
that's cool. Yeah.
Newsroom. And it is said that Victor Wong actually created the concept of bringing a bunch of still pictures on the air and then telling a story while showing the pictures on the air.
Cool.
So, which is pretty interesting. Victor Wong left journalism in 1974 and later turned to acting. Here in the city, he made his Asian American Theater Company debut in 1980 in a play called Paper Angels, which was written by what playwright? San Francisco's current poet laureate and the first Chinese American person in that role.
Nope.
London Breed made her poet laureate last year.
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And
Yeah.
finally, Victor Wong appeared as grandfather Mori Shintaro Tanaka in what film series, whose first entry was in 1992 and whose fourth and final entry was in 1998?
He was in those ninjas film, but I'm women. That's probably not. Is that the same one you're thinking of? Yeah, with some film with ninjas in it. Anyway, that's as far as I can go.
Is that the right theme? Is Dana on the right ninja track?
Yes, it is. It is a ninja movie. So
Okay.
someone can call in with
All right.
the title of the ninja franchise.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, thank you very much.
A nice tribute to Victor Wong.
Victor
Yeah.
Wong,
Yes. Yeah.
a man who more people should know.
All right. And Lori, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I have a short question, and then if you get it quickly, I'll have a longer one here. This is thanks to my favorite audience member, Sue Schleif, also my wife. In the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, there's a legendary scene where Ben Stein is giving a history lesson. What's the topic? What historical event is Ben Stein covering there? Anybody?
Yeah,
Anybody? Yeah.
Dana knows this too, but Harley Smoot, this Harley
Yes.
Smoot Act.
Yeah, which was a
And
tariff
did it
act. I
work?
think that
No,
no, it did
Smoot-Hawley.
not. It did not.
Smoot-Hawley. That's
Yeah,
it.
the
There's,
Smoot.
yes. Oh, what'd I
Yeah.
say?
Harley Smoot.
Harley Smoot, sorry, Smoot-Hawley. Yes, sorry.
I think in the film he might call it Holly Smoot. I just
No,
remember
he calls
watching
it
that.
Smoot-Hawley.
Does he? All right.
Yeah,
Anyway, thank
no,
you. Okay.
he says it right.
All right. Well, I'll keep it very good. Anybody? Great scene. So I'll move on to my other question. I'm sticking with education, at least in the morning. This has been the time of acceptances and rejections from colleges. So I've been looking at college lists and working with some of my students on that. I was looking at the list of the 23 California state universities, alphabetized, which three would be at the top of the list and which three would be at the bottom of the list. And I'm only looking for the location. So whether it says Cal State, as it does before Northridge, or whether it says the city's name first, San Francisco State, neither of which are the correct answers. That's what I'm looking for. So the locations of the CSUs in alphabetical orders, the three at the top and the three at the bottom of the list.
So you mean you're only looking for them alphabetically, is that correct?
Correct. Alphabetically, and not the and not UCs, the California State University System.
And not the name of the school, the location of the school.
Well, it's the name of the school, it's the name of the location in the school name. So
So,
sometimes it's in a different
all
city,
right.
but
Okay.
like it would be Cal State East Bay, I'd be looking for East Bay.
Berkeley
Okay.
has got to be at the top, right? One of the
Well,
top
Berkeley's
three.
a UC school. There is
Oh,
no
I'm sorry.
CSU there.
Oh, I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Did you say only CS, only
Only
Cal State?
CSUs. Yeah,
Sorry.
not combining.
Okay.
Anybody? Anybody? I'll be saying that all morning.
All right. Well, I have to think about that, I think. Let's see. What would be the first one alphabetically? Okay, I got to think about that.
Okay. Well, there's 23 of them, and I'm looking for the three at the top and three at the bottom. And Joanna asked about Arcata, which is where Cal State Humboldt is. So Humboldt would be the thing, and it's not there. There is no Cal State Arcata.
All right.
Very good.
And if you would like to give us a call, we would certainly encourage that. You can have a question of your own as well, or answer one of ours. Those numbers are area code 415-844-5600. 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We do have a couple of lines open right now. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Peter from Florida calling. You know, remember the old Country Time lemonade commercial? You know, those are based on archetypes, and it was just this old guy on a porch swing having his Country Time lemonade. You know, I didn't know that 80-year-old men could also be imagining how to overthrow the global economy. It's like, get on your porch swing and enjoy some lemonade, would you? Like the cliche. Anyway, let me ask you a question. I started researching this yesterday only because I wanted to come up with a topic that I knew nothing about, and so maybe you would know nothing about it too. But they did talk about the blueprint, as in a blueprint for whatever, revising the economy, whatever, which is a metonym. That is to say, it's not an actual blueprint. So I started researching, what is a blueprint? Are you ready? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm just going to ask questions about blueprints and the history of what a blueprint is and whatnot. You know what a blueprint is? What it was used for?
Yes, it's a design where it's a layout that was designed for some sort of structure.
Yeah, an architectural plan.
Used mostly for architecture, because they were building. Blueprints were they white on blue or blue on white as far as the background and the lines?
They're white on blue, right?
White on That's blue, all... right? Those are the originals. And when did they start to be not used anymore? Because there were other techniques. When do you think that? When did they start to become obsolete?
Blueprint. Probably whenever CAD was created, which I think was 1970s.
Much before that.
Was it?
Before computers, you mean? Was it before computers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The word hung on, but actually blueprints started to be phased out around 1940.
Hmm.
They had this other technique. And that other technique was blue on white instead of white on blue. But now I just want to let's go back. So, but it had a 100-year run. Blueprints were invented in 1842. Who invented the blueprint? Now it gets interesting. Who invented the blueprint? Because it was a chemical technique.
Is this someone well known to us?
He is. He actually is an inventor. He invented other things, and he actually had a very famous father. So this guy was like pedigree based on like who his father was.
I think just because he had invented a couple of other things, we've had a clump on the show. I think it's Herschel.
Yes, John Herschel. Born in 1771, or 1792, excuse me, and he is the son of John Herschel, and his father was 71 years old when he was born. That's an old father, but anyway, very good. John Herschel, the son of William Herschel, invented blueprints, which is no small thing. It's a whole process using cyan and chemicals, and these are smart guys. When you couldn't just point and click, if you wanted to do something, you had to figure it out on your own. It was good for the human brain, I think.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Sure.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter, hopefully. And we are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you'd like to give us a call, we would welcome that. We have a couple of lines, I believe, open, and those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. The panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teaches at Davo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. Of the 100 most popular girls' baby names for 2025, what three are presidential last names? Of the 100 most popular girl baby names for 2025, what three are presidential last names? What two are presidential last names? And for boys, what three are presidential last names?
I'm going with, is Madison still in the top 10?
Madison is still in the top 10, yes.
For girls, I assume.
For girl, in the top 100, yeah. I should say.
Yeah.
I would like to submit Taylor as my other girl name that is also a president.
No, they might be spelling it differently. I don't know, but not their traditional last name.
It's not as 100. Taylor Swift. We're not. Okay. Yeah,
really. All I can say is it's not in the top 100 anyway.
Hmm. And it's not in the top boys list either.
No, it is not. No.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going over this again. Of the 100 most popular girl baby names for 2025, what two are presidential last names? And Lori got Madison, still looking for the other one. And what three of the 100 most popular boy baby names for 2025 are presidential last names?
Is the other girl named Reagan?
No. That's good. Yeah, but I think they... Don't they, is it R-E-G-A-N? I mean, that's how they spell it. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Oh,
but it's
no,
not,
like King Lear or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. The Reagans I actually knew had the both A's.
I'm pretty sure
it's because you grew up in Florida.
Eisenhower is probably just off the list.
Yeah, Eisenhower's off the list.
How about Kennedy for one of the girls?
Yes, Kennedy. Yes, yeah. The other one. Okay, good. Good job.
So now we're looking for the three boys names,
there
are right?
Three boys.
And
all
there's
right,
no, there's
out.
No re. Just to be clear, there's no repeats.
There's no, there are no repeats. No.
Okay. Well, boys must have Tyler in it.
No.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Not in the top 100 anyway. Okay, Captain. Those you cartoon folks, Captain Marvel, aka Billy Batson, the poor orphan, was modeled in the comic books after what movie star leading man? Captain Marvel, also known as Billy Batson, the poor orphan who made good, was modeled after what movie star leading man? So this would be the late 1930s.
Marlon Brando.
Late 1930s.
Yeah, the way before that.
Wait, if Marlon Brando was a child.
How about Gary Cooper?
No, it's a perfectly reasonable guess, but no.
Okay. Late 1930s. All right.
Yeah. So once more, Captain Marvel, also known as Billy Batson, the poor orphan, was modeled after what movie star leading man? As an adult.
You have already had a guess.
No, she guessed Marlon Brando.
Well, we're not counting that one.
No, he got that.
Well, he wasn't a star in the 30s, so.
That's fine. Yeah. That was still my answer.
She's going to stick to that or whatever comes.
No, it's just that was the guess I gave. So.
All right.
Was it Victor Wong is probably not the right answer, but I want him to return. Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. Last question. These are, as you know, the highest civilian honor in the United States is the, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I'm going to give you a list of the highest civilian honor of various countries, and I want you to tell me what country it's from, okay? These are the highest civilian honors, and I want you to tell me the country it is the highest honor in, all right? Number one, the Order of Leopold. Number two, the Order of the Condor. Number three, the Order of Solomon. Number four, the Order of the Southern Cross. Number five, the Order of Makarios III. Number six, the Order of St. Stephen. And number seven, the Order of the Garter. Again, these are the highest civilian honors by country. Tell me the country there, and they are the highest honor for. Number one, the Order of Leopold. Number two, the Order of the Condor. Number three, the Order of Solomon. Number four, the Order of the Southern Cross. Number five, the Order of Makarios III. Number six, the Order of St. Stephen. And number seven, the Order of the Garter. I'll give you each one guess.
Here, you can have my guess. I'm got nothing on this.
All right, I'll take your guess because I have two guesses, both of which are probably wrong. But Southern Cross seems like it would be too on the nose to have it be Australia. Nevertheless, I will guess Australia.
No.
Okay.
You
and
squandered your first guess. No, it's and
that was my
guess.
It
wasn't a squander. It was a fair guess. I mean, it's on their flag. And Leopold, let's go with Netherlands.
No.
Okay.
So just run down this once more. Of the 100 most popular boy baby names for 2025, what are the three presidential last names that are on that list? And Captain Marvel, also known as Billy Batson, was modeled after what movie star from the late 1930s and beyond? The highest civilian honor by country, as in the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I want to attach the right country to these. Number one, the Order of Leopold. Number two, Order of the Condor. Number three, Order of Solomon. Number four, Order of the Southern Cross. Number five, Order of Makarios III. Number six, Order of St. Stephen. Number seven, Order of the Garter.
I'm revising my Netherlands guess for Belgium. Leopold
is
Belgium.
Okay. You got it.
That's Leopold?
Yeah.
Yes. Because of King Leopold of the Belgians. Yes.
Yeah.
Good revision.
Thank you.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello? Hi there. It's Christina from Oakland.
Hi, Christina.
Going far away from entertainment right now, but I thought it was interesting. There was four tortoise eggs that hatched recently at the Philadelphia Zoo. The tortoise that laid them is 97 years old. Do you happen to know what's noteworthy about these tortoises?
About the egg, the newborn ones or the old one?
Either one.
So the species, maybe.
Is it an unusual species of tortoise?
Yes.
Hmm. Are they a last of their species thing?
Probably. It says that they are Western Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise.
Hmm.
They're the largest living tortoise species and currently critically endangered.
Hmm.
I guess each island has its own species. I also learned that the gender of the eggs can be determined by what? Can be predetermined.
Does that have anything to do with color or design?
No.
Okay.
Predetermined, you mean before they're fertilized?
Sorry, the humans intervened and have actually tried to hatch eight of them as males and eight of them as females by doing what?
Interesting.
Does it have to do with temperature?
Yes, it does.
Which they're kept, I guess?
Yeah, they're both in the 80s. I can't find it right now, but I think the females are hatched incubated at a higher temperature than the males. And only four of the 16 hatched, and they were all females, strangely enough.
Interesting, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which sounds like maybe temperature has nothing to do with it. It was just an incorrect theory.
Right.
Yeah, mathematically that kind of works out too. So we'll see.
I have a guess on one of the orders, because every time I think of condors, I think of Peru. Would that be correct?
It's not Peru. Yeah, that's a good guess, but no, not Peru.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So let's see now. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So this morning we'll talk mostly about education. In the memory of two of my great professors at Cal, UC Berkeley, who won the 1959 Nobel Prize in Physics. Names them. I asked them questions several times before. Do you know their names?
We should.
Probably not. So I'll give it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Can you guess one of them? 1959 Nobel. Actually, not only it is the backbone of all of the modern nuclear physics, because they have the proton antiproton collision, which is what CERN used to bring God's particle, Higgs particle, and all of the new development in nuclear physics is because of those two great professors, and they were great. And I attended many, many of their classes.
Okay. Is Lawrence one of them?
Do you have an idea?
Say Lawrence?
Again? No, Newborn. No, that was Newborn was a Hungarian, by the way. Let's see. I'll give you the name because time is short. All right. One was Emilio Segre, and the second one was Owen Chamberlain. Both were great, not only scientists, but also great professors as well. By the way, super collider in CERN was taken after the Republican Party destroyed the super collider in Texas, which was really a shame. Okay, very quickly, but another comment. By the way, the color blue was invented by ancient Egyptian over 4,000 years ago to that audience. I'm going to call and name some universities and tell me what cities they are. Let's start with Oklahoma State University, which I attended. I attended many of the schools. Oklahoma State University, what city, what town?
Is that Norman?
You know? Norman, University of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State University is the other one. Started with an S. I'll tell you because time is short. Stillwater, Oklahoma. All right. And I also attended Florida State University. What city? What town? Florida State.
Say it again?
Florida State. Say it again. Yeah.
Florida State is Tallahassee.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good. Very good. Tallahassee is a beautiful town. It's been many beautiful, couple of years there. It is. How about the University of Illinois, which I also attended?
That's Champagne. Right. Oh. Champaign-Urbana. Yeah. Go Fighting Illini.
Yeah. Great, great. Very, very large campus. How about the University of Michigan?
Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Great town. Great town. I loved it, but I hated the weather there in the summer. It was too hot. All right. How about the University of Tennessee? That was lots of nuclear bomb design was made there. Because Oak Ridge, Tennessee is not far away from that. All right, what is the University of Tennessee? What town?
In Knoxville?
Knoxville it is. What a great, 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 great audience. All of this show, just one very quick last question. There is an author who wrote a book. The name of the book, I'll tell you the name of the author, you tell me the name of the book. And it's for your audience, not for you. Please don't answer, for your audience, okay? His name is Rick Wilson. Okay, no, but don't answer. Just the audience answer. Rick Wilson. Everybody, please donate to the station. As you heard, Voice of America. I used to listen to Voice of America when I was 5 years old in Egypt. It's a beautiful radio station. 80 years old, the station destroyed all of the educational thing, all for tax cuts. My solution is the whole country problem. Let's put wealth let's put limit on wealth. Feeling in wealth, nobody should own more than a couple of million bucks. What did you do with the money? Our buddy was a couple of bucks.
All right.
With 100 billion. Yeah, thank you. Good guy. Right. You need to this great station, this great, KLAW, KPFA, KQDFM. Please do, because you'll be cut off federal financial help or aid soon. Thank you again. Have a good day.
All right. Vote early and often. All right. Let me give you some emails that we just received here. Robert and Danny and Sandra both say that the Order of the Garter is from the UK. Of course, that is correct. That's the highest level of knighthood that can be awarded by the monarch, the Order of the Garter. Good job. And Stephanie is wondering if Jackson or Arthur are first first names used for most popular first names for boys in 2025. Jackson is, yes, Jackson is one of them, not Arthur. Rita is wondering if the Order of St. Stephen is from Hungary. That is correct. Good job on that. And Chris is saying that Victor Wong was grandpa in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm afraid not.
Yeah, no, okay.
I'm afraid that is not the franchising question in any case.
Okay, all right. And CM is wondering if Cal State Chico is on your list.
It is. It is the third from the top in alphabetical order. Very good. So we're looking for two closer to the letter A. Nice work.
Okay. All right. And then we are back with, since we're a little past halfway, let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered. Kira, start with you.
Okay. Victor Wong was born in Chinatown and his first home was near the Stockton Street Tunnel. In what year did that tunnel first open? Also, after studying poli-sci and journalism at UC Berkeley, Wong went to the University of Chicago to study theology. While there, he stayed with what writer and social activist who, though certainly not best known for his children's books, did write several that were well-received, including the first book of jazz, the first book of rhythms, and the first book of Africa. Number three, while earning his master's, Victor Wong had his first art exhibition at City Lights Bookstore, where he met Lawrence Ferlinghetti Getty and several other members of the Beat Generation. Wong provided the illustrations for Oranges, the first book of poetry from what Beat artist? Number four, Victor Wong left journalism in 1974 and later turned to acting. Here in the city, he made his Asian American Theater Company debut in 1980 in a play called Paper Angels, which was written by what playwright? San Francisco's current poet laureate and the first Chinese American person in that role. And finally, Victor Wong appeared as grandfather Mori Shintaro Tanaka in what film series, whose first entry was in 1992 and whose fourth and final entry was in 1998?
All right.
And I'm looking for Cal State University's, the location that's mentioned in their name, if they were in alphabetical order, which two would be at the top. Our caller got Chico, which would be third, and which three would be at the bottom. That's all I have out there.
Okay. And of the 100 most popular boy names for 2025, three are presidential last names. So far we have Jackson. What are the other two on that list? Captain Marvel, aka also known as Billy Batson, was modeled after what movie star leading man? And I gave you a list of civilian honors by country, as in the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Tell me what countries these are attached to. Let's see now. What do we have left here? The number one, Order of the Condor. Number two, Order of Solomon. Number three, Order of the Southern Cross. Number four, Order of Makarios the Third. And that's it. Yeah, the others have been gotten here.
So going off, I think it was Christine from Oakland. Is Condor, is that Chile?
It is not Chile.
Okay.
And is one of the presidential names for boys these days Grant?
No. It's
not. So. And? Let's see. And what do we have? Joanna's saying is Paper Angels, the one who wrote that, Jenny Lim.
Joanna's correct. Jenny Lim, current poet laureate of San Francisco.
Nice work.
Good job. All right. And we do have some lines open right now. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And, I'm sorry, Kira, I think did you just give us a question? I forgot.
Nope.
Okay, it's your turn.
Go ahead. All right. Pee Wee Herman stands in a phone booth trying to convince Dottie, who is on the other line or the other end of the line, that he is currently in San Antonio, Texas. How does he ultimately prove it to her? Pee Wee Herman stands in a phone booth trying to convince Dottie, who is on the other end of the line, that he is currently in San Antonio, Texas. How does he ultimately prove it to her?
And he's on a payphone. There's no visual here, right?
Correct.
Well, he's looking for the basement of the Alamo. That's where his bike is being hidden.
Yes, that is true.
But that's not the route. Not what you're looking for.
No.
Don't know. No. Mm-mm.
Well, leave it all. Someone in the audience will know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just give it once more if you would.
Sure. Pee-wee Herman stands in a phone booth trying to convince Dottie, who is on the other end of the line, that he is currently in San Antonio, Texas. How does he ultimately prove it to her?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that me? It's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom. Hi,
everybody. Hi. Is Order of the Condor, is that Peru?
It is not Peru.
Okay. Solomon, is that Jordan?
It is not Jordan.
And the Southern Cross, New Zealand?
No.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Cal State, how about, okay, the Cal State Bakersfield is probably first. Yes.
That is first on the list. Very nice.
There you go.
And the second one is where Charlie Parker stayed for a while, I think, Channel Islands?
That is correct. Both about Channel Islands and Charlie Parker.
Channel Islands is the former Camarillo State Mental Hospital.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So we got the three closest to the top. Do you have any near the bottom of the alphabetical list?
I would guess San Luis Obispo, San Francisco, and Stanislaus.
Stanislaus is the lowest on the list. The other two did not make the low list. Very good, though.
No.
They're in the right territory.
They're S's. Okay.
Yeah.
Dana, the movie star, is that for Captain Marvel? Is that maybe, I don't know, John Carradine?
I'm sorry, say that again?
John Carradine?
John Carradine. That's a very interesting guess. No, not John Carradine.
Okay. And Kara, I'll guess Victor Wong was in the, I think this is probably too late because I think it was the 80s, but wasn't there an American Ninja franchise?
I recall that as a TV show. I don't remember a movie franchise called American Ninja. If it was in the 80s, then that's actually earlier than this series, which was 92 to 98.
I think we pretty well established that Ninja is someplace in the title. It's just a question of what the rest of it is.
Yeah. Okay. I don't got it. My question this week, I'll guess, is the... And it kind of irked me because I say that Brenda Lee was the oldest person with a number one record, which is, to me, not quite right because she was 13. I mean, she was 78 when it hit the charts, but 13 when she recorded it. So who were the single male and female who were the oldest when they recorded their number one?
Can you give us an idea when this was? Can you give us a time frame on?
One was in the 60s, one was in the 90s.
Is Louis Armstrong one?
Louis Armstrong is one. Do you know the...
It's A Wonderful World, or Hello, Dolly?
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Is Cher Believe the one from the 90s?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Cher Believe is the one from the 90s. You guys are great. Awesome.
Cher had a number one song from the...
Yeah.
From the 60s until now. I think Cher's had a number one song in every decade. Very good.
She has indeed. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great show as always. Adios.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly love to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right. Well, Forbes magazine annually publishes a list of billionaires, including people who are newly billionaires this year. One of them is a singer, one of them is a comedian, and one of them is a politician actor. I'm looking for, of those three categories, one each, who became a billionaire, official billionaire this year.
When you say politician actor, is this person currently a politician and not an actor, or the other way around?
My sense is the person is neither, but they're more of an actor now and less of a politician than they were.
Did they ever hold office?
They did.
Okay. All right, just, I'm sorry, if you go over that one.
Yeah, so currently newly minted, so to speak, billionaires this year, one is a singer, one is a comedian, and one is a politician slash actor who did hold office and currently doesn't, at least as far as I know, all really well known.
Well, it's Taylor Swift.
She would be the singer.
I thought it would be her, but she generated $1 billion of business, but she hasn't, according to this list, it hasn't made $1 billion herself yet, and neither has Beyonce. Those would be the first guess.
What about Dolly Parton?
Not Dolly. She might be on before. She might have made it before, but she's not it either. But we're in the right celebrity territory.
So a female.
I didn't say female.
Oh, you didn't say female. Sorry.
Yeah. It might be, but fame wise, this person is not famous.
What did I hear? Is Kevin Hart a billionaire? Did I hear that?
He might have. He's not on the list. Everybody on the list has been around quite a while. I guess Kevin Hart has been, but this person, I think, has been around longer than Kevin Hart.
What about like Adam Sandler?
Getting closer. Yes. It's not Adam Sandler.
Jerry Seinfeld?
That's it. Jerry Seinfeld is the comedian. I think the residuals from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Very good on that. So we're looking for a singer and a politician actor.
All right. Okay. Leave that on.
Okay.
And looking at emails here, Mr. Ted says, according in response to your Pee-wee question, Kara, he gets everyone outside the phone booth to sing Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Mr. Ted is correct. What he does is he holds the phone out and yells, "The stars at night are big and bright," and then everybody on the street stops, claps 4 times, and says, "Deep in the Heart of Texas."
There you go. Okay, fine.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Mr. Ted.
All right. Sandra is wondering if Carter is one of the presidential boys' first names, and that is correct. Carter. Good. So we have Jackson, Carter, we're missing one. And CM is wondering, one of the baby names is Ford. That's an interesting idea. But no, not that. And then Ed has a rant, which I won't go into. And I should say that John, a.k.a. Sparky, also had the answer to the Pee-wee question. Okay.
Well, all right. Nice job, Sparky.
All right.
Yeah. There we go. All the way across the country, not in Texas.
Okay. All right. Let me give you a very quick question here. What is the northernmost city in North America over 1 million?
Ooh. Okay, does Seattle have 1 million? Or is that north enough?
I have no idea.
I'll say Seattle.
No, not Seattle. Mm-hmm. What is the northernmost city in North America that has over 1 million?
About Minneapolis.
No, not Minneapolis. Okay.
There's another team question. Is Honolulu north of Seattle and Minneapolis in that weird way that latitude works?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I think it's south, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll take our second guess in a few minutes. We'll have an audience member come
in. Okay. So once more, what is the northernmost city in North America with over 1 million people? If you'd like to call and guess on that or you have a question of your own, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right.
I'm guessing again. Sorry. Columbus, Ohio. What about Columbus? Because they're pretty populous. I think they're the most populous in Ohio, and I feel like that would be over 1 million then.
That's a real left field guess, I must say. No, I don't know
that it's left field.
But it's not north of Minneapolis, right?
No, it's not north of Minneapolis.
Yeah. I don't think it has 1 million, but Minneapolis.
Well, I don't know. Well, my thing is I don't know if Minneapolis has 1 million people, which is why I was going a little farther south to something that I was pretty sure had 1 million.
Nope. Sorry. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, thank you. This is about Victor Wong. Is it Langston Hughes that he was?
That he stayed with? Yes, that is correct. Langston Hughes.
And I just want to say, Victor comes from a very gifted family. His siblings, they're just the most amazing family.
Yeah. That's it. Well, his children, too, have several of them went into music.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Very good to have him in the Bay Area. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, nice job on Langston Hughes. Thanks for calling with that.
I did not know he wrote children's books.
He did. He wrote like a dozen children's books. Yeah.
All right. That's great.
Hmm. All right. We do have a couple of lines open. If you want to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's see. Laura, do you have a quick question you want to throw?
I do.
All right,
another one from Sue. What famous writer of mostly writer of fiction, American writer, 19th century, also wrote biographies of Mohammed, Washington, Oliver Goldsmith, and 15th century Spain? Very famous, for me, only famous for writing fiction, 19th century American. And wrote these biographies of Mohammed, George Washington, Oliver Goldsmith, and a series of histories of 15th century Spain.
19th century fiction, mostly?
Yes, that's how I know him, and most people know him. And it turned out he was a serious historian as well.
I'll guess Melville.
Not Melville, but you're in the right.
Well, then Scarlet Letter, right? Hawthorne.
Not Hawthorne either. Yeah, no, okay. I'll probably be misleading to you.
Did this person have one outstanding success?
I think two really well-known works of fiction.
And these were both in the 19th century?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say American?
I did.
Okay.
And could it be a woman?
It could be, but it isn't.
All right.
It's a man. Male. Most writers of fiction in the 19th century American.
There were a few.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And it would lean a little bit towards stories that children might read these stories to children. And has that, so not like Moby Dick. I don't think kids got read the Scarlet Letter, maybe. But these are more fantastical.
When you say 19th century, it's like well in the 19th century as opposed to straddling the 20th century.
Correct. They'd be straddling the 18th century. Yeah. But probably, I don't know the years, but probably right in the middle. I'm going to guess 1840s, 50s.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. The billionaires are Jerry Seinfeld and Bruce Springsteen and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You have run the table. Seinfeld's, all S's. Springsteen, Seinfeld, and Schwarzenegger all became billionaires. I don't know how Schwarzenegger did it, but he did. Very good, caller. You must have read the same article I did.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very good.
Huh. Schwarzenegger. I wonder how I'm sure it was something to do with exercise and all that stuff. All right. Let me look here just for a second. Residuals, yes, as Joanne says. I'm just going to check the email. No. All right. Okay. So we'll get next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? No? Hello? All right. Okay, Laurie, I want to go back to your question. I want to ask about this. Give us some sort of hint on this 19th century author. What can you do?
I would say both of the works he's known for, the fictional works that are kind of...
Wait a minute, you said it wasn't a woman.
It's not.
He said he.
Right. Yeah. It's a man. So the works are like, I would say the famous ones and the ones that we read to kids or as kids, kind of gothic, kind of horror, kind of scary, kind of spooky a little bit.
Oh, so like Bram Stoker?
He's not American.
He's
Irish.
And not quite that horrible, more like a kid's Halloween-y kind of thing.
Oh, Irving.
Yeah. Washington Irving.
Mm, right.
That makes sense as a historian.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she read his biography of Muhammad and Oliver Goldsmith and then Washington and his histories, wrote one about Columbus. Incredible. Traveled to Spain to do research. So yeah, very good. Washington Irving, of course, of the Headless Horseman, Ichabod Crane, Rip Van Winkle, I think, and other things like that. Great.
All right. I want to give credit to Ernie, who came up with the, what is the northernmost city in North America over 1 million? That is Edmonton, Alberta. Edmonton, Alberta. There we go. Nice. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Really? It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Edmonton, not Montreal. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. The Order of Macarius, that's got to be Cyprus.
It is Cyprus.
And that's all I've gone with. Okay. That's all for us. Bye.
Bye.
That's it.
All right. And next call.
That's all.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Sparky, Maddie, how are you all doing?
Hi. Go ahead. I'm calling to get on the radio.
Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I think you need to turn your radio down. You're on a delay.
It is
quite a delay.
All right. Are you there? Are you still there? No? Okay. Okay. Well, let's clean up here. And Kara, I'll start with you.
Okay. Stockton Street Tunnel opened in 1914. The illustrations for Oranges, the first book of poetry from Dick McBride. And Victor Wong was in the Three Ninjas series. That's all I got.
Of course she was. Let's see. I only have, the Cal State University list. The three that would be at the bottom alphabetically. We got Stanislaus. The other two are Sonoma State, one of the few that leads with the name of the city it's in, and CSU San Marcos, more of an obscure one. And that's all I have for today.
Okay, the 100 most popular boy names for 2025, the three that are presidential last names are Jackson, Carter, and Lincoln. Captain Marvel, also known as Billy Batson, was modeled after leading man movie star Fred McMurray. Fred McMurray. The highest civilian honor by country, as in the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Order of the Condor is Bolivia. The Order of Solomon, because they always claim that Solomon was the emperors of this country were descended from King Solomon, that would be Ethiopia. The Order of the Southern Cross is Brazil. And as we said, the Order of Macarius III is Cyprus. Getting into your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. And thanks to our panel, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teaches at Davo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for having the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We will be in studio next Saturday we're doing a pledge. And because of that, I hope you will tune in and give us some great questions. And have a little back and forth, but we look forward to talking to you from the studio at KALW next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. And please join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. Take care. Bye-bye.